Throughout their fast start to the Western Canadian Baseball League season, the Moose Jaw Miller Express have either had a solid performance from their bullpen or put up enough runs that the result wasn't in doubt late in the game. On Saturday night at Ross Wells Park, the shoe was on the other foot. The Medicine Hat Mavericks scored 3 runs in the top of the sixth to take a 7-6 lead and rode a stellar performance from reliever Kyle Calzadillas to the 1-run win in front of close to 500 fans on a near-perfect night for baseball. It was a back-and-forth contest early as both teams quickly got on the bats, leading to Moose Jaw taking a 6-4 lead out of the fourth inning. Their things remained until the top of the sixth, when a 2-run triple off the bat of Nathan Tarver would key the 3-run inning and give the Mavericks the lead for good. A major part of that was Calzadillas, who came on in the fifth and was lights out, holding the Express to a single hit the rest of the way, allowing only 3 base runners and striking out 7. Kellen Vogeser got the start for Moose Jaw and allowed 4 runs on 8 hits through 4 innings of work. Caleb Waller took over in the fifth and escaped a bit of a jam before Medicine Hat put up their big inning, eventually allowing 3 runs on 5 hits and a walk. Jake King closed things out and continued his solid start to the campaign, pitching 3 innings, allowing 3 hits and seeing his earned run average fall to 0.82 over 5 appearances. Austin Gurney had another good night at the plate, going 2-for-2 with a run scored and RBI, while Dawson Tweet continued his fast start with a 2-for-4 outing that included a pair of runs scored. Parker Dorrance also had a pair of hits and scored a run. Tyler Vaneste had an impressive game for Medicine Hat with a 5-for-5 night that included a run and RBI. Moose Jaw is now 7-3 on the campaign and continue to hold down first place in the East Division, 2 games up on the Mavericks. The two teams are right back in action on Saturday afternoon, with first pitch at 2:05 p.m. at Ross Wells Park.